USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Well, I'm pleased to announce today the formation of a commission on inalienable rights.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just announcing the formation of a bipartisan commission on international human rights, speaking at the State Department moments ago.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers, and activists. Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs will provide me with advice on human rights.
Federal prosecutors in New York announcing sex trafficking and conspiracy charges against politically connected billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Court documents just released reveal that Epstein's charged with creating a network allowing him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls. In fact, he's accused of sexually assaulting more than 30 girls in Palm Beach, Florida, and New York. And this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
There's nearly universal condemnation of Iran's decision to enrich uranium, a violation of a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. More on that from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was quick to respond to Tehran's announcement to increase uranium enrichment, calling it an extremely dangerous move.
The enrichment of uranium is made for one reason and one reason only. It's for the creation of atomic bombs.
Netanyahu also called on other nations to impose punitive sanctions against Iran, saying Tehran has violated its solemn promise under the UN Security Council not to enrich uranium beyond certain levels.
A new Justice Department legal team is taking over President Trump's push for a citizenship question on next year's census. The department announcing a new team of lawyers from the Civil Division will now be in charge of solving how to legally put such a question about citizenship on the decennial survey. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two powerful earthquakes in just a couple of days in California have a lot of people concerned that a bigger quake may be right around the corner. Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors Chairwoman Janice Hahn.
But in the event of a major earthquake, what I'm worried about is that our residents in Los Angeles County are not prepared themselves.
Governor Gavin Newsom is estimating over $100 million in damage from last week's quakes. He traveled yesterday to Ridgecrest, where the quakes were centered, to survey the damage there. Starbucks issuing an apology after a worker at a store in Arizona asks a group of police officers to leave the premises. The executive VP of Starbucks writing a letter to the Tempe Police Department apologizing for that July 4th incident. Last week's fire at a Jim Beam distillery facility in Kentucky is leading to a huge fish kill. Dead fish are floating up on the Kentucky River and piling up on its banks. The Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet says an alcohol plume on the river is about 23 miles long so far. It's expected to reach the Ohio River shortly today, and then it's expected to start dissipating as it enters that larger body of water. The agency says there could be some impact, though, to aquatic life where those rivers meet. You can meet us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.